The next part of the brain that we're going to talk about in more detail are the nuclei, and these are going to be masses of gray matter that are found deep in to the floor of the lateral ventricles, and there are a variety of nuclei that are found in the brains. What they do is they process sensory information and issue motor commands outside of your conscious awareness. So when we're talking about the nuclei, these are going to be coordinating information and motor commands that you are not consciously aware of. And the cerebral nuclei and the basal nuclei are both two of the nuclei that are involved in this. These are sometimes also called basal ganglia, although ganglia is sort of an older term for this. The ganglia usually refers to clusters of gray matter that are found outside of the central nervous system in the peripheral nervous system. So sometimes you hear the basal nuclei referred to as the basal ganglia, but basal nuclei is really a much more a modern term. And there are some other nuclei that are going to be important. I'm going to list a few of them. And one of them is the amygdaloid body, which is part of the limbic system. We haven't quite talked about the limbic system yet, but it has to do with the emotions. And the amygdaloid body is has quite a role to play in things like rage and control of temper and those sorts of things, judgment, having to do with strong emotions. And this is a part of the brain that doesn't develop or mature in humans until probably the early 20s. Some other nuclei that are involved with a variety of emotional and motivational states are the caudate nucleus and the lentiform nucleus. And again, these nuclei are involved with the processing of sensory information and the issuing of motor commands in a way that is not within our conscious control. The limbic system is important because it's a combination of nuclei and tracts that are found along the border between the cerebrum and the diencephalon. And this system is very involved with our emotional states. It's also an important link between our conscious and our unconscious mind. And it facilitates memory storage and retrieval. So it's a very important part of the brain. There is a picture in your textbook called the limbic system that shows it in kind of a green color. Excuse me. And a portion of the limbic system that's especially involved in the storage of long-term memory is the hippocampus.